Kramer with Mission Network News. Even though the U.S. inauguration is a month away, construction on the stage has already begun. There have also been questions about the impact of a Trump administration on relationships between Ukraine and Russia, strongman to strongman. Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov got a unique perspective with believers in the Northern Caucasus recently.
They looked at me and they said, God is giving the American churches a second chance.
A second chance to do what?
God is preparing the country today in the USA to impact the world globally. I think with from what we are doing, like gifts of hope and the training of School Without Walls. So we are empowering nationals to do kingdom work.
And for the last 18 years, For Haiti with Love invites Haiti's poorest children to a Christmas party. For Haiti's Eva DeHart explains.
The 500 children will be ages 5 through 15 this year. We stress the gospel. We have the Jesus film for children in Haitian Creole now. Then they understand what For Haiti with Love is doing for their country in the way of feeding people and treating burns. Then they get a full meal with rice and beans and candies and home-baked cookies from the United States.
This is a time like no other for these kids. For many, it's the only time they get invited somewhere all year. There's still time to get involved, and there are things that we can do to come alongside For Haiti with Love. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.